All right. What is up, guys? This is WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Harrison from Bud and Pushers. Unfortunately, Diego, the co-host, is not going to be here for this show, but he's taking next week just because of COVID protocols. Hope you all are being safe out there, and we are so excited to be back in person, although separate, but he is contributing, sending in some awesome sounding mixes and his thoughts on some songs, so get super stoked for that. This is going to be a really, really wonderful term, so without further ado, I'll pass it off to Diego.
EST on Tuesdays. This is like the ideal time slot. Harrison and I are so happy. Unfortunately, due to COVID restrictions, Harrison and I are not allowed in the studio at the same time, but I think he'll probably explain this in his part, or maybe he explained it already, but basically we're going to alternate who's in the studio week by week, and the person who's not in the studio will have like a 10 to 15 minute mix that they'll submit to the other person. So on that note, I have a little bit of a mix here. It's not like up to par with some of my other mixes, I'll admit. I've been really busy. I got admitted to a class late and yada yada. There's like a mashup that's like a little bad. And some of the transitions are not that smooth, but whatever. It's kind of a nice house groove. I thought it would be a good way to come back and ease into things. But that being said, we have a tribute at the end of my mix, and I'll explain what that's about. The song for that tribute goes pretty hard. I would encourage you guys to listen to it because like it kind of means something to Harrison and I and to a lot of people in the electronic music industry. But if you're not into it, you know, you can just turn it off or wait like 5 minutes for Harrison's part to begin again, unless my part is at the end. I don't really know where he's putting my part, to be honest. But in any case, here is my mix, and we'll get to the tribute after this. Welcome back.
How can I be so lonely?
I basically sacrificed my chemistry grade to be able to make that, but like it's okay because I'm taking the class pass fail anyway. So anyway, yeah, that was my short house-ish mix. And on from that, we have a kind of serious side note. Recently, a EDM producer, Cookie Monsta, who makes dubstep, he makes really gritty dubstep, passed away. He's been in the scene for a really long time. I think his first release registered on Spotify was like 2009. And that's saying something considering like he's always been doing dubstep, and that's before like Bangarang and like Skrillex kind of made dubstep like really prominent and popular. So he was kind of doing this before it was cool, to say the least. And he stayed true to that kind of sound. He always had like this kind of gritty old school dubstep kind of vibe going on in his music. And honestly, it's evident to tell that he was having a lot of fun with his music whenever he made something. He often collaborated with Funtcase. He did remixes for Dodge and Fusky and Excision, and they would all comment on how fun it was to work with him because he just didn't take himself too seriously, and he would just zone in on his music, which I think is really cool. He's been struggling with depression and mental illnesses for a lot of his life. The reason of death was not disclosed yet in honor of his family. They're still waiting to see like what they're comfortable with sharing. But honestly, if any of you guys are out there and you are struggling with depression or struggling with some type of like mental illness, just don't go through it alone if you can. Like, find people that you can surround yourself with, that you can talk to. Definitely, if you have the resources to talk to a professional, do that. I know like on Tufts campus, we have mental health services, and I myself am going to go there and talk to them about some things that have been going on in my head lately. And I'm not like super embarrassed to say that on air. I think we live in a culture where like, especially as a guy, if you have like depressive episodes or some type of mental illness, a lot of times people just encourage you to man up or shape up. And sometimes that can just be really difficult. It can be genetic or it can be just like chemical. I encourage you guys, if you're going through something like that, to find resources both in friends and in professionals to embrace that and try and tackle it. Cookie Monsta is someone who has been struggling with that for years. He often took breaks in between releases to just try and like focus in on himself and his mental health. So he would release like an album and then take a break, or release like a remix and take a break. And I think there's an important lesson there that like, honestly, your work or your studies is not the only thing that matters. Make sure that you're focusing on yourself too, and trying to keep yourself just stable and content in your own mind. For the tribute, we're going to be playing Cookie Monsta's last song, which was a remix of Show Me by Habstract. It's on the Show Me remix album, which is all really good. But Cookie Monsta's went the hardest, and that's a huge compliment considering Tynan is on that album. And if you've listened to the show for a while, you know how hard Tynan goes. So to kind of up him in terms of intensity is pretty nuts. It's a really great song. The industry will definitely miss Cookie Monsta, and we will too on the show. He was really someone who kind of paved the way for dubstep. Even if his stuff didn't take off right away as like some of Skrillex's stuff, he was really someone who was there first and just tried all kinds of random crap in his music and put it all together to make something work. Cookie Monsta will be missed. He was a warrior. He was strong. He always went hard to the paint in his work. He kept that attitude up all the way up until his final remix of Show Me by Habstract, which we'll play right now on the show. Tell the baby crack the body.
Well, that is a really good mix, really good message. Rest in peace, Cookie Monster. Yeah, I mean, he was on Circus Records and was definitely one of their hardest hitters. Will certainly be missed, and as Diego said, if you have any struggle with mental health, anxiety, depression, anything, it's best to go to people and try to talk and get help, because it's a lot more prevalent than you think. And I know you feel alone, but it's not something that people should feel alone about, though we often do. And so now, in the button pusher spirit, after that little PSA, we are going to do our official PSA, which this week is about dried fruit. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message, I cannot talk, from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, on that different note, let us go over to the mix I prepared for this week. I decided to do a bit of a house mix, make some stuff a little groovy and bouncy. So I hope you enjoy, and afterwards, it seems like we're going to have plenty and plenty of time. So I'll probably play some tracks and get some commentary on it. But here is my house mix of the week.
Tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have an eye. Running me,
talk your pow, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick.
Why you really ain't never got him flop
for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came.
Now get your boots, hang your coat for this wet. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet. Now make it rain if you wanna see some
All right. And that was my little house mix I hope you all enjoyed it. Now, I think it is time to play some recent tunes, as in the spelling C-H-U-N-E-S. Yeah, we're weird. But yeah, all right, about to play some cool stuff that just came out. So yeah, starting off, we're going to play Utah by Sudden Death. Really good from his album that recently come, or not his album, but it's a compilation album. A lot of compilation albums have been coming out recently with Halcyon Sound, kind of future rhythm. It's a contested genre of people who hate it and people who love it. I think a lot of the tracks off of this slapped. Similarly, the Black Label, this Black Label, I think, I forget whose label it is, but they dropped, I think, their 7th album, and it's crazy as well. Really hard dubstep stuff. And then finally, there is recently Accession's new album, label rather, Subsidia, dropped a compilation album of 118 songs. Yes, that's 118. So many songs. And they're all pretty solid. So I'm going to play some of those, some others here and there. But yeah, let's get right into it. What a good good song. Got some Getter-esque vocals from his Visceral album. If you haven't checked that out, you should. That's probably my favorite electronic album of all time, if I do dare say so. But yeah, Utah, solid track. Next up, we have RPM by Johns. I don't think I'm going to try to cut in this much, just so you guys have a flow, but it's RPM by Johns, Disgust by Basic, Young Love by Slushy, Sapient Dream, Back and Forth by Killfeed, I'm Different by Kaivon, and if we have time, All Again by Crane and Boombox Cartel. So hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
of control. It's hard for me to say exactly where I've been. I just gotta get it out before you go. I know you want it. You know you'll get it from me. Yeah, no more fronting. Show you how it's meant to be. Cause honestly, you always get the best of me. But every time I'm running back for more, and we do it all again, 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 again. And we do it all again, 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 again. And we do it all again.
Thank you once again for tuning into Button Pushers. This is Harrison doing this week just because of coronavirus guidelines. But next week, Diego will be in at the same time at 10 p.m. Eastern. So make sure to stop by because that show will be great. And I'll be sending in a mix for that as well. Once again, thank you for tuning into Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And to close the show out, we are going to play the song of the week, which this week is Redux by Pluko and Chopso or Chopsui. Not really sure how to pronounce the name. Anyways, sick song. You know we love some Pluko, so here it goes.
Okay.